Test 3, Part 2. You'll hear part of a radio documentary on telekinesis. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
Telekinesis is the movement of an object caused by thought or willpower alone, without the application of a physical force. In the 1970s, people became very interested in the idea of telekinesis thanks to Uri Geller. He was a trickster who claimed that he could bend spoons and forks just by thinking about it. His television performances produced a great number of super children who also claimed they could bend metal by mental force. And for a short while, many people believed it was true. Geller's abilities, however, disappeared mysteriously when a controlled scientific experiment was suggested. Moreover, all of his publicly staged performances have been duplicated just as well by professional magicians who do not claim to be using telekinesis. Furthermore, the powers of the superchildren also vanished mysteriously as experimental conditions were tightened up. These were tests performed not by skeptics, but by a believer in telekinesis, namely, the mathematician John Taylor. By the end of the 1970s, Taylor had become convinced that telekinesis did not exist at all. Indeed, there has never been any scientific evidence that telekinesis is possible, and that's why most science fiction writers have also been against the idea. Even in science fiction, one needs to be able to answer awkward questions, such as, how does telekinesis connect with the known laws of physics? One science fiction writer had the idea of a parallel universe, which supplies energy for psychic goings-on. According to this idea, the total energy of both universes taken together remains constant, and that means that the laws of physics also remain unbroken. But psychics with telekinetic talent can move energy back and forth between the universes. But this clever idea also collapses under further examination. If there really were a parallel universe, why and how could the human mind be capable of controlling energy from another universe when it cannot even control energy from its own? I'm afraid telekinesis seems to be hard to believe even in science fiction, let alone real science.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Telekinesis is the movement of an object caused by thought or willpower alone, without the application of a physical force. In the 1970s, people became very interested in the idea of telekinesis thanks to Uri Geller. He was a trickster who claimed that he could bend spoons and forks just by thinking about it. His television performances produced a great number of super children who also claimed they could bend metal by mental force. And for a short while, many people believed it was true. Geller's abilities, however, disappeared mysteriously when a controlled scientific experiment was suggested. Moreover, all of his publicly staged performances have been duplicated just as well by professional magicians who do not claim to be using telekinesis. Furthermore, the powers of the superchildren also vanished mysteriously as experimental conditions were tightened up. These were tests performed not by skeptics, but by a believer in telekinesis, namely the mathematician John Taylor. By the end of the 1970s, Taylor had become convinced that telekinesis did not exist at all. Indeed, there has never been any scientific evidence that telekinesis is possible. And that's why most science fiction writers have also been against the idea. Even in science fiction, one needs to be able to answer awkward questions, such as, how does telekinesis connect with the known laws of physics? One science fiction writer had the idea of a parallel universe which supplies energy for psychic goings-on. According to this idea, the total energy of both universes taken together remains constant, and that means that the laws of physics also remain unbroken. But psychics with telekinetic talent can move energy back and forth between the universes. But this clever idea also collapses under further examination. If there really were a parallel universe, why and how could the human mind be capable of controlling energy from another universe when it cannot even control energy from its own? I'm afraid telekinesis seems to be hard to believe even in science fiction, let alone real science.
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.